I'm Jennifer Wilson of Drake, New South Wales in Australia. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about the CANSEMA that I get in from the Alpha Omega Labs in America. I've been doing this for about 4 years. And I have a lot of people who have purchased the product and have been extremely happy with it. In fact, I've had no one who is unhappy with it. There is a product around called Curaderm, which people have told me about. I've never really seen or used the product. It was developed by a Dr. Chen, I believe, here in Australia, and it is very slow acting and doesn't work on every type of cancer. So I think this is why the CANSEMA has been so very popular. I have here with me this afternoon one of the many happy customers of the CANSEMA product. His name is Ben Godfrey, and he's from Coomba Park, New South Wales. Ben, would you like to tell us a bit of your experience, please?
Yes, well, first of all, I'd like to thank Jenny for saving my life, because I was travelling down a very dark tunnel with my cancer. I was at the very end of a long list of treatments where I was going to die. So I'm very grateful the CANSEMA, it worked. Fortunately, I tried many treatments. I'm a herbalist, so naturally I tried everything from fireweed to grey mangrove. Some of the things that my doctor said, my God, I wouldn't try them in a pit, because absolutely they're dangerous. But with the CANSEMA, I tried on, I had cancer in the front and cancer on my back and under my eye, and this has been going on for a number of years.
How long did you have it, George?
I had it for about 8 years.
8 years on your back.
8 years trying to eliminate it, you know, and I tried the Curaderm, which was more of a cleansing agent than being a cure for cancer.
Yes, but it's very slow and it doesn't work on everything.
It cleared things there, but that didn't work. But from the first time that I put the CANSEMA on,
you knew it was going to work, didn't you?
I knew it was going to work, because unfortunately I had a large cancer on my back, a large one on my front of my chest. I had a ball under my arm like a tennis ball from my glands, and I had absolute, when I put it on, I didn't understand. I put it on the front of the back, and the pain was absolutely shocking, you know. And I didn't sleep for a couple of days with it.
And how long have you been now since you got rid of it?
Oh, beautiful. I got rid of it in July.
In July.
It actually stopped me from travelling. I got to the stage with my cancer that I had to sleep on a plastic sheet, one. Mm. It used to bleed continually, you know, and I slept on a plastic sheet, which is very, very hard, very, very hot, very uncomfortable. I couldn't go swimming, one of my favourite sports, because people didn't like going anywhere near me.
Unsightly.
Driving the car was an ordeal, because I had to have a towel behind me and two women's sanitary nappy pads on my back, strapped to my back, to stop the leakage again.
For 8 years.
I couldn't do anything. Mm. And within, started the treatment in March, and within 3 months, everything had started to work. Mm-hmm. And by July I was able to travel to the Philippines, no sheets, no plastic sheets, I could travel in the plane, I could do everything I wanted to do.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it, what it's done.
Oh, absolutely marvellous. I had a friend of mine, he had the same thing on his back, and I went to the funeral of my sister-in-law, that was his husband, Punter Mills.
Yes.
And Punter said, I didn't recognise him, he was so thin, and he didn't look like Punter, and I said to him, good God, Punter, he said, yes, he said, I've just had my left breast removed, my arm removed, he said, all my glands removed, he said, the same as you got on your back, he said, but for God's sake, don't let him touch it, he said, I won't last another 6 months, and he didn't.
No.
He was gone. No. But, you know, the restrictions that I had placed on me when I had this, you couldn't work under the car. If you got underneath the car and did a simple job, like greasing the car or something, you were in a great pool of blood and that.
Yes.
And if you happened to bump it, the agony and pain from bumping it, you couldn't believe that.
Yes, so it's all gone.
It's all gone. Of course. course, with cancer, of course, under the arm becomes a tennis ball on both sides. The smaller one were on this side, little like a golf ball actually. But this side had a large one like a tennis ball. And I had to move my arm backwards and forwards like that. I couldn't do what I'm doing now with it. Mm. It just absolutely was...
How long was it like that for?
Oh, 6 months or more. Mm. It was terrible.
It was getting worse.
And I had that night time, the only way I could sleep with it, because it used to throb, was to put on a pillow. Mm. And I'd be trying to sleep with that on a pillow and trying to ease me back away from the plastic sheet and that, you know. Mm. It was absolutely, absolutely painful.
I suppose your doctor wanted to cut it all away.
That's right. He said that the first thing he had to do was remove all my lymph glands. Get rid of those first. That's under this arm, this one here. But he's worried about the one there because he said, now if I remove that, he said, it could be so infected with the cancer that it may go straight through all your body.
Mm.
So he was a little bit dubious about that. And
well, he should be, huh?
I'll say. And then, of course, this is what's on the chest now. You can't even see where
you
it was.
No, you can't even see that it was there. No. No. And
let's zoom in on that.
Okay.
You want to point to it?
Yeah, it was right in here, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Right in the center there,
and there's
even the hairs growing there.
Yeah.
Okay, how about on your back? Let's point to that.
So the one on the back, are you good now? When he gets, I think you're going to have to maybe get down.
Yes, kneel down.
Kneel down.
I can sit on the chair this way.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea. Very clever.
Oh, a bit of a pain in the neck. Business.
Yeah, here's the one on the back, and we've got a more pronounced scar there. I suppose you can see that one quite well, but it's healed up very nicely.
Yeah, that's scar tissue.
It's permanent scar tissue.
No need for a skin graft, which is a very painful thing.
I've got a letter of testimony back there from a fellow who just voluntarily wrote me a letter about how happy he was for the product because of... There was no need for skin grafts. Evidently, he'd had several, and they were very painful, and he was so pleased.
You want us to show us the one on your face?
Yes. Mm. I'll get round again. I'm a bit slow these days. You'll have to excuse me a little bit.
Mm.
Well, I mentioned about my eye, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with this cancer, it spread from the back to the front of the arm. It spread to the back of my neck, which was a small one, and then it came around to the most dangerous area, was this the left eye. And you can see the scar just there. That's all remains of it.
How about on your shoulder? What happened there?
Well, that's... I thought there was one coming there, but I put it on and there's nothing there. So it doesn't react to anything that's not cancer, you know. It has to be cancer. So
it does, nothing yes. There, so that's all. Right.
I think once you've had cancer, you're getting a bit weary about it. You know, you've got to watch it.
Well, thank you very much.
I'd like to tell you a little bit how I got involved with the CanSema product. It was really quite by accident. A friend of mine, a very good friend, was here going through the family photo album, and they came across these photos of my grandfather, which had a cancer removed at the Hoxie Clinic in Dallas, Texas, and that was in 1973. And they said, could you get me some of that ointment? And I said, well, I believe so. My father, Olin Cooley in Idaho, always keeps a bottle of something on hand. I said, if I get a hold of him, I think I will. So I contacted my father, and of course, father was in contact with George and always had George's product around, and so they sent me a little bit. And that friend, of course, used it and was very successful, as has many others. And from that point on, that friend told that friend, and it has gone like that very much until I thought, well, I'll have to buy some stock and keep it here. And so that is what has happened, and that's how I got involved. And these are the photos that are of my grandfather, Victor Cooley, who lives in Brown Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, he had this treated. It's a melanoma he received from, he bumped his head on a car door, and it just never healed, and the doctor diagnosed it as a melanoma, so he went to Dr. Hoxie's clinic in Dallas, Texas, and this was in 1973. And I believe my grandfather would have been about 72, 73 at that time, and he's very much alive and well, and he lives at, he's 95 now and going great.